This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Daryl Tan is flying solo on digital marketing updates today. Of course, you know, it's that time of the month, the end of the month, when our friends from Open Minds Resources come in to give us a quick update on all things digital marketing. Daryl, how has it been so far flying solo without Ryan, without Jan, without Celine?
At least I have you.
Oh, that's so sweet. My name is Audrey Raj, and we're about to move into a bumper update on all things messaging. But before that, we have an update on Google Ads.
Yes, correct. We haven't really talked about Google Ads quite a lot. Mm. But this round, because during the recent Google Marketing Live 2019 conference, Google announced a variety of updates on Google Ads specifically for this year.
Mm.
Okay. So you jump right in. Updates include, for example, ads on the discovery feed, new gallery ads for mobile, a new bumper machine tool that basically automatically creates 6-second long ads from longer videos. Again, back to videos, right? And also a joint budget between brands and retail partners. And on the side, something that might excite you a lot, Audrey, is Google Shopping, right? It's introduced.
Yes,
right?
I am the typical stereotype for like an online shopper. Okay, please continue.
Correct. So Google Shopping and how they basically make it easier and combine certain features into one. And also on the side, another one which is called App Deep Linking, where it helps quicken or smoothen certain transitions between a browser to app.
Okay, Daryl, here's the thing. I use Google every day, like multiple times every day. Where am I seeing these ads?
So if you use Google on your browser, for example, you may not see the what this new term, or Google has termed it, called the discovery tab or feed, right?
Yeah.
Is basically found mostly on your app, which is the Google app.
So it's more of a mobile-based...
Correct, it's a mobile-based, yeah. And in this, Google actually revealed that the Discover feed reaches 800 million users globally. So it has been a success in this so-called Discovery feed of Google. Right, and they recently also launched the Discovery ad then, right? So the Discovery ad format is made up of four main elements, right? A large high-quality image, a 40-character headline, 90-character description, and a call-to-action button, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The format will employ machine learning to mix and match up to 5 different images, headlines, and descriptions for the audience. So if you look at this, we've been talking about ads being more automated as well.
Yeah.
Right? Even Google is doing the same to encourage people, of course, to have easier access to ad buying. Because if you look at all the other ad self-serving ad platforms, Google can be a bit confusing. Because there's so many things to do. There's so many types of ads. There's so many objectives, right? So I guess with this update, Google is trying very hard as well to make it slightly more automated and easier for marketers.
Okay. What about gallery ads? Does that affect the gallery on your mobile?
Okay, so gallery ads will feature an image and an interactive swipeable gallery in the SER piece, right? But it also opens into a full screen experience similar to Facebook's instant experience, right? So it is a gallery, but it does open up, for example, like the Facebook instant experience, right? Not sure if you've seen the Facebook instant experience, but basically it just pops out and opens up as an ad, right? So this is just their new gallery ad style, right? The headline, which as always direct people to landing pages, remains at the top of the screen, right? As the user swipes through local carousels. So you can include a minimum of 4 images and a maximum of 8, and each tagline caps at 70 character. Best of all, because you're allowed to write up to 3 unique headlines, you can test all kinds of combinations of different value propositions and call to actions as well. Right, but it only works for the number one spot on mobile.
Ah.
Right, so you get all these choices. You get the gallery ad, you get the pop out, and the gallery, and so on. But it only works for number one spot on the mobile app itself.
Okay, the next one is the bumper machine tool, which kind of like generates like Vine duration videos, right?
Yes, correct. Like Vine duration videos of 6 second ads from videos up to 90 seconds long. So basically what it does, it actually just shrinks and automates into a bumper ad, right? Google bumper ads are basically just 6 second videos, and we've talked about this, that now even YouTube have those bumper unskippable ads. Mm-hmm. I'm sure, right? You're familiar with that. So this tool actually helps shrink it for videos up to 90 seconds long. It shrinks it to 6 seconds, and because they find this actually extremely effective, this 6 second ads format, right? Especially the unskippable ones. It's quick, it's punchy, it's fast, and it gets to you. Right, yeah. So this tool actually helps automate it.
And it doesn't feel like you have to sit through a long...
It's not a drag,
ad,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's something that you're willing to just watch.
You're willing to watch, and maybe it does pique certain interest in you after that. Yeah.
Speaking of interest, I am very interested in finding out more about Google Shopping.
Yes, so Google Shopping, one of your favorite topics. Okay, not Google Shopping, all form shopping, I guess.
Thanks, Daryl.
So Google is merging its Shopping Search tab and Google Express to form Google Shopping. And it's already live, so buyers can purchase directly from Google with a unified shopping cart by clicking an Add to Cart button, right? Okay. And this Add to Cart button could also appear when viewing a YouTube video about a certain product, okay?
Wow.
Or when viewing photos of a product in Google Images, right? So this basically really, really helps sellers to sell more in other platforms or other means. And for buyers, when you're shopping or searching around, instead of, jumping out to another website, you can actually buy things right there and then.
So everything to purchase is basically one click away.
Almost one click
away. To the cart and to the payment.
Yes, correct. To the cart, to the payment, delivery, enjoy.
Just capitalizing on those micro moments, aren't they?
Correct.
It's just so dangerous to go
online.
It
is very dangerous. It is very dangerous because it gives you a whole gallery of things to buy. And once you search, for example, any household items, or if you're searching for example, a fridge or air purifier or computer or mobile phone, and those people who have jumped on this Google Shopping really capitalize on this ability to just show you a catalog and for you to buy straight on Google.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Okay. And the final one, showcase ads.
Yeah. So similarly, showcase ads will now be viewable across the Discovery feed as well, Google Images and YouTube. Showcase ads basically looks like a similar catalog. So imagine a mirror, then it shows you one mirror, two, three, four, almost like a Pinterest board, right? So this showcase ads is now also viewable across Discovery feed, the Google Images, and also in YouTube. So you will see more coming out, more ads, more unfamiliar ads, because typically you see the normal in-stream ads on YouTube. Now you see bumper. Now you also will probably see showcase ads coming up. And it's to definitely entice people to spend.
And what would you say are the main benefits of these updates for the Google Ad platform?
The Google Ad platform is something quite unique, and it's really something you need to be very sure if you want to go on Google, because again, there's so many features, there's so many choices and options. And buying the ad, although it's self-serving, it can be a bit confusing, but with a certain amount of practice, you'll be able to get it. So for the updates regarding Discovery ads or Gallery ads or Showcase ads, means definitely a large expansion in audience reach and more advertising opportunities as we go on further, as businesses go on, right? And the all new ads introduce image heavy in nature. So if you look at consumers nowadays, we are more attracted, of course, to images, and we've been talking a lot about
videos.
All right. So image heavy ads actually do play a large role in how people react, or how people buy, or how people respond to a certain advertisement. Right, the gallery ads for our knowledge drive actually 25% more engagement, measured by clicks and swipes, than regular text ads. So people are really just really intrigued
and they're responding to this, yeah.
Yes, they are responding to ads on images, right? If you look at the bumper machine tool, the one that encourages advertisers to upload 6 second video advertising. Even which has been proven, right, according to YouTube, to raise brand awareness by at least 30%.
Hmm.
Right, so this tool actually really saves time and at the same time increases engagement, increases reach, increases potential response to buy.
Great branding tool. Okay.
Yes, correct.
And Google Shopping?
So for Google Shopping, highly personalized and basically for consumers' shopping histories and searches, there's no two shopping home screens, for example. Everything you can see in one single page because it really aggregates all the other shopping sites into one and it becomes like a huge, gigantic warehouse, right, of everything that you're just searching for.
Okay, this is so dangerous. Let's move on to something that is less dangerous.
Not sure if it's less dangerous, but...
So we've got a bumper update on all things messaging, right?
Yes,
okay,
correct.
Where do we begin?
So there's just a few. So when we talk about messenger marketing, we really talk about the engagement, the interaction and conversation marketing, right? There are three main players, of course. There's WhatsApp, WeChat and Facebook Messenger, at least locally here in Malaysia. So we can start off with WhatsApp. Confirms that ads actually start appearing in year 2020.
Yes, yeah, so this I heard earlier this month and I was thinking like, where are they going to place these ads? It's going to be disruptive, but it's only coming in the WhatsApp status, the stories for
correct.
WhatsApp, right?
Correct, in the stories, in the WhatsApp status, very similar like Instagram stories.
Yeah. Right?
So they're trying to really monetize WhatsApp as well and they're testing it out. I'm sure this is only just the first step of WhatsApp testing out the ads platform.
Okay, what else?
The next one, we have WeChat that's testing a new feature that allows users to see what friends are actually reading. So if those of us who use WeChat mainly right now use it for two things, right? It's to chat or WeChat Pay.
Mm.
Right. So WeChat is beta testing a new feature on the so-called, quote-unquote, the top stories page that allows users and their friends to actually see what they've wowed. So wow is equal to like a like on Facebook. It's a reaction, right? For the last 7 days, they've been testing this. So in Mandarin, the wow button translates to I'm reading.
Okay, so you're basically seeing what some of your friends on the platform are reading or are looking
correct.
At.
Correct. So you're kind of discovering what others, your community, are attracted to or reading in that sense. Yeah.
Okay. All right. What else do we have?
So the last one is Facebook Messenger is testing new lead generation templates, right? So integrated with the calendar platform, it allows users to receive automated replies from business pages that mm-hmm. can allow them to book an appointment based on available slots. So as we talked about the first update about Facebook and them having this appointment tool, so even in Messenger right now, that you can see this happening under this whole Messenger platform. Because for the longest time, Facebook Messenger is also trying to stand alone as a chat system, right? So as a Messenger app. So now you see that this new feature is coming in and is integrated and is automated with Facebook business pages as well.
Okay. And there's something new called the Facebook avatar, or at least I've not heard about it. What is that?
Yeah. So the Facebook avatar was announced as a way for users to express themselves, right? So avatars, as you know, they can either be cartoonish, right? Vector in that sense. So it's introduced for, will be usable as stickers on Facebook comments and in the Messenger app as well. So this is just one way to probably beautify or make it more interesting, I guess, your profile and so on.
Also because, you know, this is already happening in some of the other platforms and I guess Facebook is just kind of late to the party, but at least they're introducing something fresh.
Correct. Sometimes they can be the pioneer. Sometimes they can just follow suit because, again, they got what, 2 billion people on Facebook and Instagram. So they can launch something like that and they can leverage on the hype or the trend. So whether or not they're late to the party, I think they're just also just leveraging on what they think might excite the current users, because some stuff can be a bit stale on Facebook. So these are probably just quick tweaks for them to make it more fun.
Okay, coming back, let's just talk about some of the benefits, especially of the WhatsApp ads. You know, putting those ads on. For the longest time, we've been receiving weird messages about having to pay for the WhatsApp service. But now it looks like they finally found a way to kind of slowly monetize WhatsApp.
Correct. So I guess it's lesser of two evils again, right? So it's either users pay or you get the advertising model. So, and WhatsApp, I guess, because of what they have also learned from Instagram and so on, they're trying to push ads on WhatsApp. And it does give advertisers more avenues to promote or to buy ads on. Perhaps even those who may not be active on social media, such as Instagram or Facebook, but they're probably available or more active on WhatsApp. This is one way to probably expand or extend the reach for advertisers.
I don't know many people who actually use their WhatsApp status as a story platform, like they would like Instagram stories or Facebook stories.
Correct.
But I haven't actually found the ads on Instagram stories to be very disruptive.
Yes, correct. You are right. It's very seamless. And we have multiple chats on this internally as well, saying that the Instagram ads has found a way where it's very quick, again, very quick, very punchy. And it doesn't disrupt a lot. And in your first 1 to 2 seconds, if your ad content is very relevant, because again, Instagram studies what your behavior is, what you've been looking at and so on. So if you've been looking at, for example, home appliances, those people who are advertising on home appliances, then it will show up on your ad feed. So it's very customizable. Right? It's not something that you are unfamiliar with. It's something that you've probably been looking or searching to buy for a couple of days, and you get shown those ads, right? So it's very customizable. Again, we talk about customizing content. Now, ads are even more customizable, and it's a good thing for advertisers, right? Remaining relevant to their users.
I think at the end of last year, more than 70% of the ads that were purchased online came from either Facebook or Google. And looking at these updates that we've had today, it looks like that number is just going to keep growing.
It is going to keep growing, no doubt, no doubt. If you look from an economy standpoint or even of a business standpoint of Facebook stakeholders and so on, you would definitely have an increase of ad spend. And now, yes, like you said, the automation comes into place. The different target groups, in fact, because Facebook, you have different target audience. Instagram, you have different target audience. WhatsApp, you have different target audience. Yeah. So for advertiser, kind of, if you're selling something that caters to three different generations, you will probably use all the platforms, including Google for search.
Yeah. Okay. All right. On that note, thank you so much, Daryl, for taking the time to compile these updates and making them so digestible for us. I've been speaking with Daryl Tan from Open Minds Resources. Now, for the latest on digital marketing, go visit the Open Minds website at openmindsresources.com. They have a whole bunch of resources on everything digital marketing. And you can also catch up on our digital marketing podcast on the BFM website, bfm.my, the BFM app that's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. And we're also on Spotify. Just search for Resource Center. My name is Audrey Raj, and on behalf of Daryl Tan from Open Minds Resources, flying solo today and surviving the trip with me, you have been listening to Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.